And now to an even younger demographic, one that can't even vote yet but is interested in this election. Dan Bobkoff of member station WCPN reports on Ohio high schoolers who are closely following the political news.
You can learn a lot about the presidential candidates by walking around Beechwood High School these days. Just a few miles outside of Cleveland, students here are gearing up for a mock election Monday, and nearly every wall has posters explaining the candidates' positions. Senior Sam Kaye says even the graffiti is political.
This may sound absurd, but when you go into the bathroom, there's writing on the wall, Obama, no, Hillary.
With all that excitement over politics, Beechwood government teacher Greg Deegan saw an opportunity.
Good morning to you.
The curriculum in his classes right now is all politics all the time.
I believe this is Hillary over here, so if the Hillary group would get over here, and the Barack group will get over there, and I believe in the middle was Huckabee.
This class of 11th and 12th graders broke into groups to research the candidates' positions. On this day, teacher Deegan is asking what they've learned, in this case about immigration.
Good. What about Barack? What does he focus on?
Reform the steps needed to become a citizen, and he voted yes to, like, changing, making it harder to become a citizen so people have to do stuff.
Deegan is a high-energy teacher and clearly relishes this moment.
It's been encouraging this semester to see kids somewhat curious to the point of actually wanting to engage in conversation, asking me questions, but also to the point where they're actually pretty well informed. So it's been heartening. It's nice to see. You know, this is the kind of reality you hope for when you become a social studies teacher.
Okay, Huckabee?
He wants to make the Bush tax cuts permanent.
Greg Deegan's class has been working on this assignment for a few weeks now, and he asked the students if spending so much time researching the candidates has changed their perceptions at all. Junior Evan Weiss says he's still not a big fan of Republican Mike Huckabee, but he surprised himself.
There's like education and immigration. I really agree with his ideas. Like, I feel we really should kind of fix the immigration problem, like, and then stop immigrants from coming in before we actually like fix all the internal problems first. And like in education, I really like that he wants kids to take more arts and music because I feel that's actually really important.
Excellent. So at least on a couple issues, you're like, oh wow, I kind of agree with him.
While schools across the state are holding mock elections and talking about the candidates, it's not just the older kids who are taking the primary seriously. Christopher Moore is a preschool teacher at the First Baptist Church in Shaker Heights, and he says even his four-year-old students are excited.
We've had some kids come up and just tell us out of the blue, Mr. Chris, I'm voting for Barack, or I'm voting for Hillary, you know, and it's like, oh, really?
And while none of those students can vote, some high schoolers can. And for them, this primary isn't just academic. For NPR News, I'm Dan Bobkoff in Cleveland.